And welcome to Ball is Life here on radio.dominican.edu. Once again, I'm here with my co-host DJ Roughhouse and our collegiate superstar here, our basketball player, our veteran, DJ DV. I wouldn't call me
superstar.
Why not?
I don't know. I just wouldn't call me superstar. It's a bit of a reach.
Okay, anyways. You know, we're going to just talk about, you know, the playoffs. Today's the final day of the NBA regular season. Playoff starts Saturday. We'll get into some draft, and we'll just talk about tonight's games. But right now, we're going to talk about playoffs, and there's one spot left in each of the two conferences, and that is the eighth spot. So we got the Pelicans and Thunder fighting for the eighth seed in the West, and we got, I think it's Indiana and the Nets fighting for the eighth spot in the East. So just around, we're going to throw it around the table. Who, starting with you, Roughhouse, who's going to get in the eighth spot in the West?
Well, for the West, I want to say it's going to be Oklahoma, just because I think that they have a better shot at winning their next game. And they also, well, I know that they just played the Timberwolves, so that was like an easy win for them. And the Pelicans had to play the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Oklahoma is, they have a better chance of beating Golden State in the first round.
Really?
Than the Pelicans do.
Wow.
But I mean, that's just my opinion.
DJ DV, what do you got to say about that?
Well, I'm going to say the Thunder is going to grab the spot just because, you know, I just realized that the Spurs were in the number two in the West. Like, I think it was like 2 days ago. And so, you know, they've been playing really well. I think they're on like a, they were on like an 11 game win streak too.
Yeah. I told you.
So they have
and
a
okay.
ton of rhythm. And then they're going into this game and they're going to play the Pelicans, who's a team fighting for the A spot, where the Thunder's playing, you know, the worst team. One of
yeah,
the worst
they're playing
in the
Timberwolves.
Yeah, the worst team in the West. So.
It's just a joke.
This is, I mean, I feel like this is where weighted and unweighted games should come into play in the playoffs, but you know, that's
just you.
That's just me.
Anyways, but before we get into the eighth spot, I just want to say I told you guys about the, you know, San Antonio Spurs.
You know, you are right. You are right.
You can't forget about that.
You are
that.
Right.
You can't forget about that.
They were sitting in the sixth spot all season long.
The Spurs are playing the Pelicans.
Look at the standings. Yeah. Look at the standings.
They are the 3 seed.
They're the 3 seed. Behind the Clippers, who've completed their season, and they're all within like a half game, two
True.
Games. Like, it's very close. It's a very close bunch.
Yeah.
And
so,
yeah.
I mean, you were right, but at the same time, it's just they just
can't count out the Spurs. They're the world champions. I just gotta lay that out. And but anyways, I feel like the Pelicans are gonna beat the Spurs tonight and keep the eighth spot. I think they have a better chance of beating.
Oh, my God.
Better what? Chance than the Thunder beating OKC. I just feel OKC is very depleted right now.
Well, you're, I mean, right. I'm just but throwing OKC. This out there, but the Pelicans do own the tiebreaker.
They do.
So if the Pelicans win, they're in.
Yeah.
But no way the Pelicans are getting past the Spurs unless the Spurs bench Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili to give them rest because they're
might.
So old.
Actually, they might, yeah.
They might.
If they do that, oh, man.
Well, we'll
that'd
see.
Be, that'd be
conspiracy.
I know Cleveland's resting LeBron tonight. I know that for sure, but that's out of the question.
Yeah,
like,
that's
irrelevant.
Not
but,
important.
But so, yeah, being that they're already in the playoffs, they might rest them.
True. But I think they might. But
I
also,
I feel like if they do rest them, there'd be a lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure.
How?
Okay, so this is a big deal because you have two potential, or you have one for sure MVP on one team and one that's in the talks of MVP on the Thunder, and they're obviously supposed to win tonight. Now, OKC may very well lose, and if San Antonio sits their players, They're starting what, three?
They won't. Big, yeah, they're not going to sit Kawhi or.
Yeah, they won't sit him.
Green,
but I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Manu,
their core. Yeah,
Tony,
yeah, yeah.
Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, then you know that's going to be that's going to be. Really, really controversial.
No, I feel like the Pelicans have the talent to beat the Spurs even with you know, the big three of the Spurs playing, or big four, I should say, playing. I feel like New Orleans is that talented, and they'll give Golden State a run for their money. I'm not saying they're going to take them to seven games, but it's going to be a very competitive series where OKC is very depleted and very they're just lacking talent in all areas of the court and of the team. The only talented guy they have, to be honest, is Russell Westbrook. Who else is their second leading scorer without Durant and Ibaka on the floor?
Hashim the Beat.
That guy's not even in the league. He's not even in the league. But, you know, that's just me.
Going on with that, I feel like Golden State would have a harder time with the Thunder than they would with New Orleans, because no one's stopping Steph Curry on New Orleans.
Yeah, that's like, well, they're going to have Norris Cole try to lock up Steph Curry.
You know.
Not happening.
It's not going to happen.
I could see Steph Curry score 45 while Damian Lillard was guarding him. Another all-star point guard.
Yeah. I could see Westbrook locking up Curry.
That's going to be a good battle.
Yeah.
And it's going to cause them to use other players on the
team. So then Clay's going to start going for 30.
I'm sorry. Steph Curry is the man. He's gonna go at whoever the point guard is on Pelicans, and he's just gonna destroy that team.
He probably will, but I'm just saying they could throw Tyreek Evans on him. They can throw Eric Gordon on him.
Who's gonna guard Clay?
Well, they have multiple options, and I was about to say Drew Holiday, but he's out.
I think either way, it's gonna be a 5-6 game series.
I think New Orleans sweep. Thunder 5-6 games.
I don't know. Man. I think Anthony Davis is gonna.
The Pelicans did beat Golden State like last month.
Okay, and you want to go off that? How the Nets, they beat the Heat last season. I think, what was it?
Oh, they were undefeated. I remember they.
They went undefeated against the Heat last season, and. In the playoffs, the Heat went 4-1 or something like that, or 4-2.
That's a good point.
So regular season once the playoffs start,
yeah, playoffs season, are way different.
That brings out a different mentality of each player on the team. You either running scared or you're going in 100%.
Yeah, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like the Pelicans are better than what people are, you know, giving them credit for. I think it's Anthony Davis's time to, you know, make it to the playoffs and show what he's made of.
Let's hit up this East though.
Okay, so East, we got the East. It's between two teams, Indiana, Brooklyn. Brooklyn holds the tiebreaker, but Indiana's right now in the eighth spot with a game lead. They both play tonight. Who gets in? Brooklyn or Indiana?
I say Indiana.
I say Indiana.
You have been saying Indiana for the longest time. I don't know.
Indiana for sure has a way harder matchup against the Grizzlies, and the Nets are going against the Magic.
So that's why I'm taking Brooklyn. I feel like Brooklyn wins, Indiana loses tonight, and Brooklyn gets in the eighth spot.
I can see the Magic beating the Nets, though.
Is Paul George playing? That changes everything.
Yeah, that does. Let's see.
If Paul George is playing, then Pacers win.
He's not starting.
He hasn't been starting.
Yeah, if he plays, then I could see.
Well, I think he could.
They have a better. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to play. If Indiana does lose, which I don't think they will, and they do fall out of the playoff picture, I think it's going to be. It's not the end for them. It's not the end of the world because, you know, going into next season, they have their all-star back, their superstar. You know, it gives them time to build as a team. You know, I don't know what the antics are in the summer with each team and what they do, but I feel like it'd be a good refreshing experience for them to come back in the summer and work hard, and, you know, so they can come back hard next season.
True. Honestly, I feel like it's a win-win for Indiana if they do make the playoffs, if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
if they do make the playoffs, they're competing for a championship, which every team wants to do in the NBA. But if they don't make the playoffs, they get a lottery pick, and they do, like you said, they give Paul George some time to rest, time to get back into the, you know, swing of things and stuff like that. Where in Brooklyn's case, it's kind of a, like, they need to get into the playoffs because they're overpaying all these players.
Yeah.
Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Brooke Lopez, Jared Jack, all those guys are overpaid, you know, and for and they're not producing as much as their contracts says they're supposed to be producing.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like a
fifth seed. I feel like Brooklyn, like, needs to get into the playoffs or, you know, the season's disappointment.
You know, I was reading something about the Brooklyn Nets that Paul Pierce said. It was said that, you know, the attitude of a lot of their players is on a lot of their players on Brooklyn is, like, really poor. Mm-hmm. Like, Joe Johnson, he doesn't really talk to anybody. Darren Williams is supposed to be this
great leader.
This great leader, and he's not producing enough. You know,
I think that Paul Pierce said that Darren Williams just didn't step up and do, like, he didn't do what he was supposed to do.
He was supposed to be this MVP.
Yeah,
like,
I read that. Yeah.
Caliber type player. Yeah, yeah.
And he just didn't want it. And, you know, I feel that when KG and Paul Pierce went to Brooklyn, it was supposed to, you know, top four seed team.
Competing for a champion. They were supposed to be the team to knock off everybody. Yeah, to beat the Heat.
Because when they went to Brooklyn, I was, like, scared. Like, oh, wow. You know, this is going to be, like, the team everybody uses in 2K. The team that, you know, this is supposed to be that bandwagon team.
Yeah.
No. They were average team.
And they're fighting for the eighth seed, probably the worst seed in the playoffs in the East.
With how many former All-Stars on that team?
Oh, there's, like...
And still could be in their prime type.
True, yeah. Players. Darren Williams can be an All-Star player every year.
I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
It's his ankles, and he's been getting
some weight.
But
he's still playing, though.
Yeah, no, he is still playing, but it's like Paul Pierce said, he looks unmotivated. Like, he's just there for the paycheck, and that's how this team's playing. They're just there for their paychecks. And that's why their new Russian owner that said he guaranteed a title in 5 years is selling the team now. But, you know, it's a big market, obviously. Brooklyn is a big market. New York market.
Yeah.
They got that nice stadium. It's a good...
They have a lot of money.
It's a good investment, but the right person needs to buy that team. And also, they got a great head coach. I like Lionel Hollins, what he did in Memphis, and I think he's a good coach. I just think he doesn't have the same players that he had in Memphis because those guys in Memphis are motivated, and that's why Memphis is one of the best teams in the league. But so you're both saying Indiana.
I like Indiana.
I do like Indiana.
I like Indiana more because of their situation.
Yeah.
You know, they've been fighting and fighting and fighting, where Brooklyn could have been up there with Washington and Toronto.
Brooklyn's supposed to be in Toronto spot, to be honest. That's what they envision. But Toronto just decided to play better.
Yeah, Toronto is starting to get their things together.
I'm going to take Brooklyn. I feel I support what you guys say. I feel like Indiana would be the better matchup for the Atlanta Hawks in the playoffs. But because they're playing the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, I just feel like they're going to lose. Brooklyn's going to beat Orlando tonight. And because Brooklyn holds the tiebreaker, Brooklyn's going to make the playoffs. But I do think Indiana would be a better matchup against Atlanta.
I feel like Brooklyn's going to lose tonight.
Yeah, I could see Victor Oladipo just having a
good 30-point game and, you know, having 10 assists or something like that. I don't know.
It depends. Is the game in Orlando or is the game in Brooklyn?
Let's find out. But because
I feel like if it's in Orlando, Orlando's got a shot. But if it's in Brooklyn,
the game,
I just feel like Brooklyn's gonna win it.
Brooklyn has they're -9, so like they're supposed to win by a lot.
Yeah, they're supposed to win by
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I feel like Brooklyn's just gonna win.
Yeah, it's at home.
But Indiana controls their own fate. If they win, they're in, basically.
Yeah.
And the same for the Pelicans. If the Pelicans win, they're in. And we'll find out in the next couple of hours because I know.
Game starts
at 5 for the
40 minutes.
Yeah, so it's going to be exciting, but playoffs begin Saturday. I'm excited. Let's say if these standings don't change, what's your most exciting first round matchup in the playoffs in either conference?
I'd say Toronto Washington, that
would be a nice exciting one. Young players.
I'm also going to go with that 4-5 seed, but on the West Coast, that Portland Houston Rockets
flashback.
Wasn't that last year?
Yeah.
What happened last year?
Throwback Thursday.
I think
I feel like something like amazing happened.
Me too. Frankie, remind us. Can you tell us?
Yeah, all I remember is that LeBron didn't win a title and the Lakers didn't make playoffs.
Oh, so, wow.
What does LeBron have to do with anything?
Wow, yeah.
Do you like LeBron and he's a Laker fan?
We're talking about.
I also like Kevin Durant. He didn't win one either.
Yeah, all right, good point. But yeah, I also like James Harden. I think Houston's gonna they're gonna redeem themselves. If they don't, I'm
really because Damian Lillard he's been working on his 3-pointer.
If Houston doesn't
down
win
in
this
the clutch.
Series, I'm becoming a Portland fan.
the playoff series that I'm gonna pick the 3-6. One in the East, Chicago, Milwaukee.
Oh,
why do you like
Milwaukee.
The Bug? You and the Bucks.
Milwaukee's gonna make some noise. They're
Brandon,
a young team
going
on the rise.
Triple double. Oh,
Brandon
game.
Knight is not even on Milwaukee. First of
oh, that's
all,
right.
Get
he's
it
not.
Right.
I forgot.
They got Michael Carter Williams.
Even
get
worse.
It right.
Even worse.
Anyways, we're gonna get back. We're gonna be back after this short break. I'm DJ Smooth. My man DJ Roughhouse, DJ DV, our basketball expert. We always love having him here. And this is Ball is Life on Penguin Radio. We'll be back after this break.
Till I saw your face in the stratosphere, and now I can't escape. The force field that we're in got me light years away, so out of space, without a trace. Baby, we're gone, baby, we're gone, come on. Let's get out of here. And you make it brighter when we can't see the road. Where does this go? God only knows. But baby, we're gone. Baby, we're gone. Come on.
Together, on the bike, you're the song, put together.
And we are back here on Bald Is Live. Again, I am your beautiful host here, DJ Smooth.
Beautiful.
That was DJ DV in the background and DJ Roughhouse. Say what's up to the fans, guys.
What's going on?
How's it going?
Yeah, so we are here just doing it every Wednesday.
4 to 5.
We're sponsored by Nike.
No, we're not.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, where's
radio.
My gear?
Where's
my gear?
You don't get it, bro. You're a special guest, okay? Only
and I should get special gifts, too.
Anyways, so we just talked about the playoffs in the NBA. Now we're going to just, you know, talk about the NBA draft. We got a little NBA mock draft here. Dun, dun, dun.
Anyways,
that wasn't me, by the way.
Pausing for dramatic effect.
That was a DJ Mag Daddy. So we're here. We're going to talk about a little NBA mock draft. So Minnesota has the worst record right now in the league.
Ouch.
And they're projected to get the first round pick.
You know, if you flipped our record, it's the Warriors' record right now.
Man.
That's how bad it is.
They have 198 winning percentage.
It's 19%. Anyway.
That was really
16
terrible.
And 65.
They're 0-10 in their last 10.
Yeah,
they're tanking.
They're not tanking. They're
just horrible.
They're on an 11-game losing streak.
Anyways,
wow.
Come on now.
So they're projected to get the first round pick, but obviously, you know, they have the lottery, so this 1 through 14 might change. So Minnesota, they got Karl Towns from Kentucky going number one overall to Minnesota. What do you guys think about that, Roughhouse?
I think that. I think Jahlil Okafor is better than Towns. Jahlil Okafor.
I do not. One being, Okafor is strictly back to the basket, and he has good help side defense, but he does not have good on ball defense at all. And Karl Towns, he can guard perimeter players. I was watching him play, and he can move his feet. He is 7 feet tall and can move his feet, so that makes him much more valuable. He's more versatile. That he can be moved around, especially in the NBA, where you have people that can step out and shoot. Now, when they do that against Okafor, it's going to expose a lot of his weaknesses on the defensive end. So, coming back to Karl Towns, you know, he can step out and he can guard. Now that makes him more valuable, better than Okafor.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about who Minnesota has for him to play around. Because, I mean, they have Andrew Wiggins. They have a really young core.
Yeah.
And they don't really need somebody who, like, they don't need another shooter, I feel like. They need that big man in the post. They need that Dwight Howard. True. They need that.
Yeah, Carl, what I'm saying is Okafor, he's like a superstar. He needs the ball to operate. So he wants the ball to come into the post. Where you have Andrew Wiggins, Zach LaVine, Kevin Martin. Or is it Kevin? Yeah, Kevin Martin. And, you know, you got Rubio as well. I think he's just had surgery. So
because James Harden.
So when you have that defensive presence, ouch. When you have that defensive presence, you know that Karl Towns brings. You know, it's not gonna, and he's not demanding the ball. So it makes him more valuable, and it makes him more fitting in Minnesota too as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you like Okafor at the Knicks?
Yeah, because the Knicks don't have, well, they have Melo, but.
I just think Okafor is the best player in this draft, to be honest. I feel like if I was Minnesota, I would take Okafor because I would need another scorer other than Andrew Wiggins. And also, they do get Pekovic back next year, so maybe that's why they're taking Karl Towns, because they don't want just two post players that play with their back to the basket. So maybe Karl Towns is that four, because obviously they don't have another four over there. They traded Thaddeus Young. They got Kevin Garnett, who won't play every day.
Anthony Bennett.
Bennett, I think he's a straight bust.
He's the Greg Oden, bro.
He's not a Greg Oden. I feel like he had a rough start with his shoulder injury coming.
But he just went too high. He shouldn't have went number one.
I did not expect that at all.
He shouldn't have went number one. No one did. I don't think even
I thought New Orleans.
I feel like he was more surprised than anybody.
Yeah. But, you know, that's not his fault, but obviously he still hasn't performed the way people expected him to with that number one tag on your, you know, so. But anyway, yeah, they got Jahlil Okafor the two. I think that's just a match made in heaven. New York, they get, like, their Patrick Ewing of back in the day. They get Jahlil Okafor. They team him up with
Mello
and whoever the hell else they have over there. Who else?
Anthony Early, Tim Hardaway Jr.
That's
all I know.
I think
Alex Shved.
What I'm most curious about.
Alexi Shved.
Yeah. I'm really curious about how the Utah Jazz is going to draft. Because they're up and coming.
True. They got Miles Turner.
I feel like they have on their draft board, I feel like they're taking the best player available at the time.
Miles Turner, he's 19 years old, 6'11". He's a center from Texas.
Played at the USA basketball team, too.
True.
Oh, okay. So he was he played for the U-17.
Yeah, he's played at a high level.
He averaged 10 points a game. He's 45.5% from the field.
I feel like he's probably a good defender because he has a really long wingspan. Seven foot four.
Yeah, 6.5 rebounds a game with 2.6 blocks a game.
Coming off the bench, he's gonna be really valuable to the Jazz if he's available at the time.
Yeah,
but the Jazz got Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert.
Well, Rudy, he would come off the bench.
He would give Gobert a break.
Yeah. That's really good pick. Yeah,
and he's
like
young, 19 years old. The Jazz are going to have a nice young
team.
They're
really young.
This might be a new powerhouse up and coming in the West.
Yeah.
Western
I could
Conference.
See them, the Timberwolves, and the 76ers.
Timberwolves is going to take some time because they don't really have any mentors on
Wiggins
that team.
Is nice,
except
though.
For Kevin Garnett, but who's going to teach the point guards how to do their job?
True. Yeah,
Kevin Garnett could only teach maturity.
I guess Rubio, but
I don't know. Rubio's not a mentor. I see him more of a player, not a really leader.
I feel like he's just filling that point guard position until the Timberwolves can get somebody better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like Rubio can teach Zach LaVine some things because Zach LaVine's really, really coming, kind of breaking out of his shell because, he had that 37-point game against the Warriors where he was matching up with, Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry. I feel like he's gonna have a good career.
Yeah.
I don't know how good he's gonna be, but it's gonna be a good career. He might be great. You never know. But you got Andrew Wiggins as well. Kevin Martin. He's what 30? But he's about 30. I feel mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, I want to say late 20s.
He's so, like 30, 31.
They have if they keep getting good players. Yeah. Good potential, then I feel like that's going to be another powerhouse as well.
Something that catches my eye here in the lottery is Atlanta is going to get a lottery pick from the Brooklyn Nets, wherever Brooklyn falls. And that's pretty scary, knowing that Atlanta is the number one seed in the East right now, and they're going to get a lottery pick. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I mean, that's just smart. That's just great GM movements and ownership from Atlanta by making these moves and having their team still play at such a high level.
Yeah. Quick side note, Atlanta got that. Sorry, Rafael, for cutting off. But the reason Atlanta got this pick is from the back of the Joe Johnson trade. Joe Johnson was on Atlanta, and they traded him to Brooklyn for all those first-round picks. And it's working in Atlanta's side.
Kind of going off that, what is your DJ Smoove? What is the number one team besides the Lakers that you're looking at and who they're drafting?
Oklahoma City, actually. If they don't make the playoffs, I'm going to be looking at Oklahoma City because every time they've drafted in the lottery, they've made an outstanding pick. They've made
three All-Stars.
Yeah. They've had James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Russell Westbrook. So I just want to see what they do in that potentially probably going to be the 14 slot in the lottery.
What you got for us, DV?
I'm looking at Miami because, they had a really, really bad separation falling out of the playoffs.
After 2012.
Yeah, after LeBron decided to go back home, coming home. But I hope they pick somebody that can be the new face of the franchise because, Dwayne Wade's going out. They don't really have, Mario Chalmers? He's been in the league
Dragic.
For a long. No. Just no.
Wow.
Hassan Whiteside, he's actually, I'm really impressed with Dwayne Wade.
They're saying Frank Kaminsky is, that's who.
That's their projected, but I don't feel like he's going to be the new face of the franchise.
Yeah.
He would be like a underdeveloped Dirk Nowitzki.
Question, do you think there is a face of the franchise in this draft? Because sometimes there's drafts where there's not a face of the franchise or there's just been there have been good players there, but there haven't been like those great players like LeBron.
03 draft?
Yeah, Kobe, you know, all those guys. So you think there's that type of player in this draft?
I would say looking at the people in the lottery, which, you know, sometimes aren't the best players, but looking at the lottery, you know, Stanley Johnson, Jahlil Okafor, and Emmanuel Mudiay. I feel like those are three players that can potentially be superstars. Now, going back to what I said earlier, you know, how Karl Towns he's more valuable because he doesn't need the ball. And that'd be more fitting for Minnesota. But I feel like Okafor can be a superstar for a team where Minnesota doesn't need that. Well, they do need a superstar, but I feel like they have potential superstars on the team already.
Yeah, they don't need it in Jahlil Okafor, Karl Towns.
Yeah.
I think that the biggest one that I'm looking at is that Sacramento Kings taking Cauley Stein.
What do you think of that?
I don't think that's a good pick. Being that this mock drafts. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't feel like it's a good pick because they have DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Now DeMarcus Cousins, he's working his way to his prime. So, you know, I feel like that's not a good pick for them unless he's just going to be come off the bench, make defensive
get boards,
plays,
yeah.
get boards, pass it up to Rudy Gay, pass it up to whoever. That's it.
I think that's all he's going to be in his career, to be honest. I think he's going to be a guy coming off the bench, giving their starter rest. And he's not going to be expected to score double-digit points. He's expected to play defense.
And get double-digit rebounds.
Yeah, give the starter a breather.
Essentially like DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking. And I kind of like – I could see Rudy Gay, DeMarcus Cousins, and Cauley Stein. Could you imagine all three of them, though, in the – like in the paint, like they would get all the boards.
Yeah.
So I think
a big front court.
Yeah, that's huge. So then I think that's really the only reason. Like I think you guys hit it right in the head is that he's just going to be a defensive threat. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really have a backup center right now. They have a Ryan Hollins.
They do.
They have Ryan Hollins. But if you can get a younger version of Ryan Hollins, I would take that any day. And that's what kind of Cauley Stein is.
I mean, I wouldn't pick Ryan Hollins anyway, but I mean, I'd rather get a better, younger player than Ryan Hollins. But another person I'm looking at in the draft is Phoenix getting Kelly Oubre from Kansas. He's a 6'7 wing, and this guy can jump out the gym. Like, I kid you not. He went to Finley Prep, which is in Las Vegas, and this guy can jump out the gym. He can dribble, he can shoot. You know, I feel like he can be kind of a sleeper pick because he's a freshman. And, I mean, he's in the lottery, which is not sleeping very much, but he was a freshman coming out of Kansas. He had a couple really good games. He didn't really emerge from the crowd, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he can be really good. I kind of compare him to Rudy Gay. He's a left-handed, but I feel like you can kind of compare him to Rudy Gay. He might even be better because Rudy Gay, you know, no all-star appearances.
Wow. So that is your sleeper in the 2015 draft.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre.
Oubre. Do you got a sleeper in this draft?
I think that somebody that could go super low that I think should go higher is Tyus Jones. And he's right down there at like the 20.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him right here.
I think he's going to Dallas. Yeah, he's like the 21st pick. And I mean, this kid he set a record at Duke, I think, for like freshman scoring or something like that. He averaged like 20 points. I don't know. He did something that was really good at Duke, and I just think that he has a lot of potential as a good point guard.
Wow. Yeah, he's 6'1", point guard, 18 years old, played USA basketball the last 2 years.
He's really young,
no,
too.
No, yeah, he is.
He was born in 96.
Wow.
Shot 37% from the three-point line. So.
That's pretty good.
So he's a shooter. You can expect that from him.
I am a year and a half. I'm like 2 years older than this kid.
To be honest,
and he's in the league.
I don't see. I see him as a Mario Chalmers type.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He can shoot. He can shoot like Mario.
I don't know. I have to see how he does in the draft combine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, draft combine is just, you know, it's just a bunch of players working out. But at the same time, it kind of shows.
Yeah.
It shows a lot. But that's why I'm a little skeptical of people choosing to sit out of the draft combine, because you can prove so much. And if I feel when you sit out, I feel like you're proving that you're not what everybody thinks you are.
True.
Like, I think it was Tyler Zeller. He had an interview in the draft because he wasn't participating. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and they asked him a question, and he said, I want to be able to show, you know, scouts that I can shoot. Well, why aren't you at showing the combine, them? You need to be working out, not talking to the reporter while everybody else is working out. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the thing. Like, you can't shoot because you're not out there shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I believe that. I feel like players should go to the combine, but it's kind of like, you know, how the NFL scouting combine is like a big old thing. They have like days of coverage of it, and everyone knows when it's on. Like, I kind of forget when the NBA combine is, so I feel like players, you know, go in that mentality like, oh, never watches the combine, so why should I go? But it's not about the fans, it's about the scouts who are there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, yeah, they are messing up. I think they should go to the combine because you are, you know, making yourself more valuable and having these teams want you because you're trying to be in the league for as long as possible. This is your job.
Yeah.
This is your job. So you got to, like, prepare and just, you know, up your value and up your worth to get that high pick and to get to be – because if you're one of these top picks, more people are going to take chances on you even if you do kind of fail your first couple times in the league. Like, look at, you know, Anthony Bennett, for example.
Yeah, speaking of failing, who do you think Smoove, who do you think – who's your biggest bust in the draft?
I'm going to go Kaminsky. Really? I think he's a great college player, but he's going to be like a Christian Laettner. A good college player, great college player.
Decent.
But, yeah, but he's not going to do much in the NBA. I just don't think his game translates to what the NBA game is.
What do you got, DV?
I'm looking. And I do agree with Kaminsky, but I also see D'Angelo Russell not being
really. Really? I have him as one of my sleepers, to be honest.
I mean, he's top four. I'm not sleeping very much. I mean, I hope he. No, I'm not saying.
It's a
nap. I'm
a light
saying.
Nap.
I'm not saying he's not. I hope he doesn't do good. I actually hope he does good because he did improve this last year in college. But I can see him not producing. I see him as one of those players at the NBA level.
I hope not, because they got him projected going to the Lakers, and the Lakers don't need a pick like that.
I kind of hope the Lakers get number one so they can just have
Julius
the pick of the
litter.
Anywho. That's cold blood.
Julius Randle, he's gonna come back strong.
Hey, when Jabari Parker's gonna come back.
Oh yeah, they're gonna have him on
Bucks,
the team.
The Bucks. Who are the Bucks gonna draft? Who is it?
They have them going.
Wow.
They don't. Oh, they 17th. Have the 17th Devin Booker
from I think Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky.
Yep, Kentucky. Anyways, who's your bust?
My bust is gonna be Willie Cauley-Stein.
Wow.
Whoa. No, I think
wow. I think he's gonna get injured.
Jesus.
Wow.
Just taking shots.
Okay,
did say a couple years ago, you know, Kevin Durant, he's improving so fast that I feel like he's gonna get injured, and look where he's at now. He's played a total
bench.
Of three games.
I don't know. Willie Cauley-Stein, I think he's just gonna be a bust. I think he's just gonna be turning the ball over a lot. He's gonna get blocks, all right, but
He's not going to be a good offensive player.
I don't think
but.
That he's going to be able to play at this high of a level.
All right. Well, that wraps up our little mock draft here today. We're going to come back after the break, talk about tonight's games. It's the final day of the regular season, and the playoffs begin Saturday. So I'm DJ Smoove with my co-host DJ Roughhouse and our basketball analyst, the one and only DJ DV. Can't find another one like him. And this is Balls Live on Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. And we'll be back after this break. I'm not sad like you do. I wish I'd loved it wasn't so far away. Lived in my mind like you. We'll be right back. And we are back. That was DJ DV doing his little country impersonation right there. You want to continue that?
No.
Anyways. And we are back. All right. We're going to talk about tonight's games, NBA games. There's a lot of important ones. Roughhouse, which the most important game tonight?
For sure, Pacers. That Pacers-Grizzlies game.
On ESPN.
I'm not going to say the... Nets game because they have a way easier road. I'm gonna say the Pacers game because they have to play a very tough Grizzlies team who's already clinched playoffs. I mean, they're 54-27 and they're 30-10 at home, so I mean, like, they are, like, they're not scared to go all out and try to beat this Pacers team and eliminate their playoff hopes. But I think the Pacers are just going to come out super strong. And if Paul George plays, like DV was saying, I think the Pacers are going to win this game.
What do you got to say towards that?
Thank you guys for finally agreeing with me. No, but I feel like the most important games tonight are the playoff clinching games. As well as the actual playoff, the quote unquote playoff games tonight, because, you know, there's a lot of teams in the between 1-4 playing each other.
Yeah, Hawks, Bulls.
Yeah. You know, those are going to be good games. But at the same time, I feel like their starters aren't going to play. And if they do play, they may play limited minutes. So I feel like, you know, that's going to be kind of like a test run. Mm-hmm. See where everybody's at. Because, you know, I actually, when I went to the game last week when the Warriors and Blazers, you know, that with like about four games being left, I feel like, you know, they were going to sit their starters, and they didn't, so.
Yeah. And who won that game, by the way?
Warriors.
Steph Curry
at 45.
TFTI for the invite, bro.
DJ Smooth.
I'm salty.
Leave it. DJ Smooth, what game are you looking out for?
Lakers don't play tonight, so I don't know. Not just like...
Yeah, they're also not going to play.
They play the Kings anyway. I'm going to look at this Wizards-Cavs game. I like this game.
LeBron's sitting, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but, you know, gets obviously doesn't matter if LeBron's sitting or not. I just want to see if the Wizards can play with one of the best teams in the East and in the league. So see if they can keep up with them, even though LeBron's not playing. I understand it's not going to mean anything, but it could mean something.
It means something to the Wizards.
To the Wizards, because it gets them going for the playoffs, because they're going to have a hard playoff matchup against a Toronto or whoever they end up playing.
I think that I like this matchup. I'm not going to say it's the number one matchup of tonight, but I like this matchup because they're both going to get a feel for each other as well, because they're going to be playing each other later in the playoffs if they both make that first round win. So, I mean, that's going to be really interesting to see that what their teams are like.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like we were saying in the breaks, you know, seeing teams without their, you know, their superstar.
Yeah.
Cavs without LeBron, they weren't making the playoffs last year.
No.
Now they're the 2 seed. So, I mean, it says something, but at the same time, it doesn't say anything to the Wizards. Because you got to see a team at its it's highest gear.
I think that Kevin Love is the biggest bust that the Cavs have ever done.
Wow.
The worst pickup.
Like, what has he done? Like, he's just another body on the court.
I mean, early in the year, he was killing it. He was the only one doing anything. But
Kyrie was doing stuff.
Yeah, but
it was actually LeBron not doing anything, to be honest. And then he had his 2-week break. Then he came back strong. Like, he came back playing at the best basketball he's been playing in his career.
Do you think the Cavs would still be that same team without Kevin Love?
No.
Yes.
Because Kevin Love might go. He can opt out of his contract.
I could
see
Kevin Love going to the Lakers.
Hopes. Yeah, and they have the cap space for a good pickup, a good power forward.
Let's
and
go,
they're
baby.
Also gonna, they're also going to pick up Russell Westbrook, too.
Lakers 2K16, baby. We're going all the way.
You anyway. Know, that actually, speaking about it, that's a really nice pickup for the Lakers because they got a lotto pick. They got two people coming out of their contracts that are all-stars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like Kevin Love is a good fit for the Cavs. Now, when you have the best player in the world on your team, yeah, you're going to have to take less shots.
True.
But LeBron, he's getting assists. I'm sorry.
He's dishing.
LeBron is the best point guard in the league.
He is. Best passer.
Best passer.
Okay, passer. I don't know. John Wall has some vision.
Yeah, he does. But
Isaiah Thomas?
No.
You see how
the best point guard, like not in a traditional saying, is Steph Curry in the league, but saying in a traditional, like a traditional point guard, LeBron is.
Kyrie too. Kyrie's nice.
Kyrie doesn't
pass.
Anyways,
what is the number one game, the must win game besides the Pacers and Nets?
Pelicans need to beat the Spurs to get into the playoffs. So
I say right, Pelicans
West,
do.
West Coast.
Yeah, I feel like the Pelicans, they need to win this game because we all know OKC is going to beat Minnesota. Minnesota has no chance.
All
tonight.
I'm saying
are the
is
Spurs sitting, though? Are they sitting their core guys?
I'm not sure.
Spurs sit Tony Parker.
They could
or sit. They sit Tim Duncan, one of the two.
They might not because, the middle of that West is all, like, bundled up. Like, a half game separates, like, six different teams. So, if the Spurs want to, like, that 3 seed or 2 seed, they're going to play their guys because they don't want to be a 7 seed playing without home court advantage. So they might not sit all their guys.
Good point.
So I think they're going to play all their guys and the Pelicans are going to have to like earn their spot.
But I feel at the same time, in order for them to be playing at, you know, with good, healthy, rested players, I feel like they got to sit them now because they're old. They're getting up there in the age. They're going to reach into the 1-40s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Pelicans, I mean, we all know it's a must win, but the Spurs are just so nice. They really are. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, Thiago Splitter, they have so many other guys. I mean, it's crazy. The depth that the Spurs have.
It's all Greg Popovich.
Yeah. Is he going to stay after, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Popovich?
Yeah.
I feel like he retires when Tim Duncan retires.
No, I say after Kawhi.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. That's his boy.
Is it his boy,
but I feel like, you know.
Oh, he might leave Kawhi, but as soon as Tony Parker goes and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, he's done.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because I feel like his blood pressure is getting really high.
Oh, come on, man.
What? He's getting angry.
I bet you he's taking his vitamins, though.
True, probably.
Blood pressure medication.
I don't know. Okay. Let's calm down. Let's give him he deserves some respect. Let's not talk about him like that.
Oh, you want to talk about respect?
Yeah.
No, he is one of the greats though. I mean, we all know it. But
yeah.
Celtics Bucks, I mean that playoff matchup.
Yeah, 6 and 7 seed in the East. Bucks, baby. They're making some noise. Just watch out.
I feel like they go out first round. No
problem.
You
guys like their new logo?
I actually didn't see their new logo.
They have a new logo?
It's right there.
That's not their new logo.
They've had that logo.
You guys haven't seen it yet?
No.
It was on Twitter. It's like, it just looks like a deer mounted like on the wall. It's like green.
They've had it.
It's a deer mountain.
It's a mountain deer. No.
Got him.
All right.
Look at the flick.
Can the Timberwolves pull off that upset tonight?
Yes.
Really?
But they're not going to.
Since they're winning.
But it's possible.
I say they have at home. They have a 20% chance of winning tonight.
I feel like Kevin Garnett suits up, drops 40.
I think that 20%
he's not
going to
play enough. He's not even going to play 20 minutes, so I don't know about dropping 40.
He's going to start shooting threes.
I don't even know why they signed him to 2 years.
Hey, I would believe that Russell Westbrook is going to have a triple-double.
Wow. He could.
He said like 15 this season.
Yeah. Talk about
what
Russell Westbrook.
What is the most triple doubles in a season?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But
probably Wilt Chamberlain.
Talk about Russell Westbrook. What do you think about his 54-point game and him getting his criticism?
I feel like the criticism was just a bunch of crap. Melo shoots 30 shots and barely gets 30 points. He shot, 43?
He shot 43 shots.
And got 54. So what?
With nine rebounds and 8 assists.
Wow. He was responsible for more than 70 points.
You know.
So he was responsible for 70 points, him alone.
I know.
That's amazing. Who cares how many times he shot? I mean, now if he shot 60 times and got 40 points, now that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
But he shot 54 on 43 shots. He got 54 on 42 shots. I think that's great.
Yeah, and I kind of liked how Kobe defended him.
He's been active on Twitter a lot.
Yeah,
lately.
Kobe didn't really have to defend him, but I understood why he did, and because
Kobe's done the same thing.
And also, it's like Russell Westbrook's the only guy talented on the team. That's why I feel like OKC's not going to make the playoffs, and they might even lose tonight because Russell Westbrook is the only guy producing on the team. I haven't heard anyone else's name on the Thunder in the media by other journalists other than Russell Westbrook. Who else? I don't even know who OKC's starting five is. All I know is that Russell Westbrook is playing.
Really,
the other guys
really
I don't even
quick.
Know.
Another guy, their starting five is Andre Robertson because that's my friend's brother. That's the only person I know.
Really quick, Oscar Robertson. 61-62.
Lakers.
This man had 41 triple-doubles.
Jesus.
He played for the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
It doesn't say, but
yeah, I think he played for the Bucks.
Also, Rasheed Wallace had 41 technical fouls.
Jesus,
in one season,
Rasheed Wallace. Anyways, it looks like we're
What about Russell Westbrook getting his technical taken?
It's
because they need him.
Yeah, I think the Thunder paid him off. To be honest,
yeah. Too bad the Lakers didn't pay off David Stern to get Chris Paul.
And on that note, we're running out of time.
I'm getting off.
But yeah, we are running out of time here. So unfortunately, I am DJ Smoove. This is DJ Roughhouse, DJ DV. Thank you for tuning into Ball is Life on Penguin Radio on the one and only radio.dominican.edu. And we'll see you next Wednesday from 4 to 5.
Go Penguins.